Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Adventures in Asheville show, featuring Steve and Karen Wilson, owners and innkeepers of the Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast. Hey, everybody. Today, we are going to talk about all those fabulous winter adventures you can have in Asheville, North Carolina. Of course, Steve and Karen are back on the show. They're our co-hosts with this Adventures in Asheville podcast. So how are you guys doing? Is it cold and chilly and weather, like, is the weather wintry in Asheville?
It's definitely cool. Cozy by a fireplace, though.
Oh, cool. Oh, yep. Nice.
Ooh. No snow, though, thankfully.
Oh, not yet, but you never know. You never know when that switch could be pulled. Steve, as always, one of the first questions we ask on the show is what's on tap at the brewery at the Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast for winter? what's the favorite tappage?
We still have some Dirty Godiva left, but as always, we have the wheat beer on as well. So,
good.
I want to get some of that Dirty Godiva.
Yeah, she's getting dirtier by the minute.
And by the way, Dirty Godiva is a beautiful chocolate stout. It is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Good pair. Ooh, with brownies. Because, Karen, you got those brownies that you make.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good pairing, yes.
Talking about treats at the end for Christmas, what does it, when people check in, they all always get a sweet little treat. So do they change up during the holidays? Little sprinklies of Christmas joy?
Yeah, definitely. Some things get a little more festive, so we play with the different desserts and even breakfast items to make them a little bit more festive.
Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh. You know, and those little cups, those little tater tot cups, why didn't we have that for breakfast today, Nancy? Steve taught you how to make them.
Well, you just, we could do that.
Yeah, I have to say that. I think your bed and breakfast food has, like, the naughty menu, like, come to Asheville, be naughty,
like,
and you'll still be treated nice, right? You can be naughty in Asheville.
There you go.
Nice at the Lion and the Rose, you know?
Yeah.
That's cool. First thing I would say is, though, you've got those wonderful fireplaces at the inn, is I think people should go to Two Trees Distilling, go get yourself some salted caramel, libations, and then make a nice little coffee toddy, you know, and sit in front of the fireplace. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. That sounds like a good
It goes well with hot chocolate as well.
I've been doing a hot chocolate in the salted caramel. Oh my gosh, that's so good.
This is terrible. We're recording this while we're in Lubbock, Texas, and you know we ran out of our libations from Two Trees Distilling a long time ago, but we want some now, don't we, Nancy?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, why don't we?
We'll be making a run over there pretty soon ourselves. We need to get a nice custom bottle. They are now doing those.
Yeah,
so.
They started that.
Oh, the engraving.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The engraving. So that's a great gift idea, and that's what we're definitely going to go get some ourselves. Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. Awesome. Speaking of gift ideas, in case you missed last month's show, Steve and Karen were on with their friend Jay, who is an amazing photographer, does photography. He'll be on the next show because we're talking about weddings in January because it's wedding month. It's also divorce month, but don't tell anybody that. But
no, we won't mention that.
No divorces. And if you get hitched at Lion of the Rose, there will be no divorces. That doesn't occur.
So
far, so good.
We talked about shopping. Yep. So next month, the link to the are in the show notes for last month's podcast in case you missed all about holiday shopping and gift ideas. But let's start in your neighborhood. The historic Montford district is this. Mm-hmm. 600 historic homes in Montford. I always got to check my numbers here. Wow.
Yep, over 600. Yeah, it's a very large historic district.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I remember being on the Holly Jolly Gray Line trolley tour, and it was at the beginning of everyone starting to decorating. So I just have to ask, is your neighborhood lit? Yeah.
It's getting lit.
Yes, it is. it's getting there.
Oh,
we still need to get lit here, but we're working on that today.
Cool. We're finishing that up. We just traditionally don't like doing it until after Thanksgiving.
Right. It's time. It's time to get lit, everybody. Yeah. Hey, listen, it's the fun of Christmas. And I know, Steve, you like clambering up on the, you know, you've got what, how many stories at the B&B? Four stories for you to go up and
we have three. Well, if you count where we live, if you count the bottom level, that we're in the kind of the basement. So, but technically it's three stories. And we have the one on the second story. There's like a deck outside the window that at one time used to be a sitting area, I think, for the people who lived here back in the early 1900s and whatnot. And there used to be a railing around there. But anyways, I go out there. That's where I go out there and put up my lights and everything. And at least it's a sturdy mm-hmm. platform. And I don't have to
no
worry
ladders.
Too much about it. I still worry. Yeah. I still get a little nervous up there, but.
Yeah. Have a little Dirty Godiva first. Maybe not.
Yeah.
But, you know.
No, after.
Yeah, after. Yeah. Karen's all, that's after. You'll get the sea salt caramel too, you know, after that. But I think it's cool to take the trolley tour. They're still doing that, right? The Holly Jolly.
Yeah. We see it go by every night. Well, it lit up as it goes by and can hear some of the voices and singing and that. Which I know we all enjoyed when we did that last year.
Mm-hmm. There's always someone on there.
I know
opera.
Yeah.
Yep. I love the opera. We enjoyed that. I know.
Nancy?
We haven't heard any of the falsettos out there trying to their best to sing over everybody, but last year.
Nancy, we'll put you back on the call. Tyson Bouquet singing. Yeah, really. That's the cool thing is about all these, you know, downtown, is downtown lit?
So, yeah, Grove Arcade is really nicely decorated and stuff. That is like I hate to say it's a modern day shopping mall, but that's what it is. It was meant to be a hotel back in the day and never happens, but the architecture is beautiful and they really do a nice job decorating it inside and out with lights and stuff. Cool. So that's a fun spot.
That's nice. Cool. That's cool. And then the Biltmore Village, that's got to be, I remember that being all twinkly.
Mm-hmm. That is too, exactly. They got all kinds of lights. And then they do the Dickens Christmas, where they get people in period dress and walking around caroling. So that's a nice little thing to experience too.
Mm. Yeah, that's one.
Nice.
So that's connected to the actual Biltmore estate, right?
Yes. So Biltmore Village was where the workers had lived when they were building the estate.
Wow. And it's the largest, America's largest home. To go and visit.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Exactly.
So Antler Hill Village, is that where the Biltmore Village is, or is Antler Hill Village like a separate village?
So Antler Hill Village is actually on the Biltmore estate property. Biltmore Village, you do not need to be... get a ticket to go to Biltmore Estate. Biltmore Village is separate. Antler Village is on the property. That's the difference. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I know that you guys go, you know, every season and you always see these beautiful photos of sunflowers and then the spring blooms and everything. And the gardens are really well known just as much as the estate. But over Christmas time, I know last year we were talking about gingerbread houses, but is the actual estate the garden? Do they put twinklies in their garden?
No, that's one thing I'm kind of disappointed they don't. The conservatory has some decorations in there, and that's where you can see like the beautiful orchids and stuff year round because it's indoors. They have the estate, obviously the Biltmore Mansion itself is lit and the main decorations are there. Antler Village is nicely lit up and then they have some music on the weekends. The winery's there, so of course that's nicely decorated in that too.
Mm-hmm. That's where you get lit. What's up? He's getting lit. Get lit at the Biltmore. I'm sure they're enjoying this podcast.
Yeah.
But I know that's pretty much a mandatory thing that people do when they come. That is like, you must do the Biltmore. You know, that people, I think every time we're at the inn, people are always like, oh, we got to get our reservations for the Biltmore. But before we start recording, Karen, you're saying there's a movie now?
So there's a new movie called The Biltmore Christmas that Hallmark just premiered actually the last weekend. They spent the month of January here filming it at Biltmore. So it was all, well, I don't know all, but most of the movie was filmed on the property. So you'll see, it gives you a good, if you've never been, it gives you a good sneak preview of what you're in for, the way it's decorated, the way it's just so beautiful when you walk in with the decorations, the warm kind of feeling to fill you with the spirit. They didn't have live music on the movie, but they have live music like when you go there for the candlelight Christmas and stuff, where they have a harpist, a choir. So throughout the house, they have music, which we love.
We know you like
that. Really
music.
Adds to everything. Mm. Yeah.
Speaking of that, you guys are going to the Christmas Jam, which is a big deal because this is a Warren Haynes deal, which we always talk about on the show. And he, it's always a it's a benefit concert, I believe. And Warren is from the area, and this is going to be December 9th, and you guys will be there. Now, if you can't make it to Asheville, I was looking on their website. They'll be streaming live on volume.com. So you may be able to see Mr. and Mrs. Wild, you know, Steve and Karen, bebopping at the Christmas Jam.
You might.
Nancy, we might have to watch.
Here
just
we
to
are. We'll be on the floor.
See if your innkeepers are behaving.
Naughty or nice?
Yes. And there's a, oh, and there's also pre-jam on December 8th from the Orange Peel, where Warren Haynes and friends will be performing. I'm just saying this is going on. And there's a concert CD that they have from before, but you're going to see what Slash and Miles Kennedy. You're going to see Billy Gibbons.
Yeah.
Yep.
Obviously Government Mule.
Yep.
Jason Bonham, who is kicking butt across the country and around the world. You know,
I can't wait for that.
His sister has been on the show, Deborah Bonham.
I remember you said that.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Some friends have seen him and have raved about just what he has grown into. I mean, he's like he's taken after his dad, you know, but he's his own dude.
That's awesome.
I think you're going to really, really enjoy, you know, because he does keep the torch going for Led Zeppelin, which is great.
That's awesome.
You know, so.
So I waited in line 2 hours, freezing my butt off to get those tickets.
Well, then you got to go home to those fireplaces and also, you know, salt caramel Wiggy from the trees.
That's true.
You know, but yeah, it looks like you guys are going to have fun on this concert. So that's a cool thing. I think
We're looking forward to it.
The one thing we enjoyed was the waterfalls. And remember the frozen? We didn't see the waterfalls frozen, but I remember that this time last year we were driving to you guys and saw all those icicles.
Icicles are
Along the rock face.
Or the watershed and all that coming out of the rock faces is so neat.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
It's like 6 feet long. I'm like, wow, that's a big icicle.
Yeah.
Put that in your drink.
Stick it in your glass.
Oh,
that would be good.
I know the Blue Ridge Parkway, does the whole parkway close during the winter?
No. So they close off sections depending on the weather. As far as right now, I don't think it's closed. I know last week they did close it, or earlier this week. They closed it for a few days because there had been some snow and ice on the higher elevations. They just kind of do it according to the weather when it's deemed unsafe to be up there. We're hoping this winter, if we get the motivation to get out, we'll hike up there to the parkway and just kind of experience it with nobody up there and just peace and quiet, nature, cold, but, you know, come back to the warm fireplaces and some beer and whiskey.
Cool. Ooh, there you go. Are you still doing, let me talk quick before I talk about your specials. What about waterfalls? Because I know you guys are always chasing waterfalls, whether they're flowing or frozen. Where's the best place to go to be able to see frozen waterfalls? I know a lot of people fly into Asheville, so do they need four-wheel drives when they rent a car? What should people know to be able to go and experience that? Because that's awesome to see frozen waterfalls.
Yeah. We would say where we've been is Pisgah Forest. That's like our go-to for everything. I know we've talked about this before, for the hiking and just all kinds of different things, views, waterfalls. But that's open and it's separate from the Blue Ridge Parkway, so you can access it year-round. The only things that if it was bad weather, they're going to close some of the service roads to some of the off-the-beaten-path waterfalls that we like to go to. But like the main ones, you'd be able to get to the main road and drive through the forest. For that matter, that's where we have seen a bunch of the huge icicles and ice on the rocks. So that would be my suggestion, is there.
And what about
Looking
at
Glass
the
is really, really nice. I mean, with the ice and all that, because you get a lot of the after spray from the falls, and off to the side, you'll have big old sheets of ice and icicles, and that can be really neat. We haven't seen that one completely frozen, but that one's really very accessible, and just have to be careful on the stairs because it can be a little bit slick from the, once again, from
very
the,
slippery
the mist,
on the steps,
freezing on the cement. But anyway, go ahead.
I learned a new trick for slipping and sliding in snow and ice.
It's a good thing. Okay.
You know how I've slipped and fallen in like every ice snow thing. I think I've got it, and then you know, I go sliding, and Nancy and you know enjoys watching. I learned from a friend who grows up, you know, grows up in the snow. She was raised in the snow, literally. But she said to cover your shoes with a big pair of socks. Those big thick socks. You need to get, you know, obviously bigger than what your shoe size is. And to cover your shoes, if you're traveling and you realize you have the wrong, don't wear high heels, obviously, right? But if your shoes are wrong, because I thought my hiking boots were fine for snow, apparently not, because there's ice under there. She said to make sure you carry a big pair of socks and just put them over your shoes. How about that? I don't know.
Don't they get soggy? Like the soggy bottom boys?
I knew you just wanted to say soggy bottom boys, didn't you? You just wanted to go there.
I know they also sell these. They sell these silicone crampons that you can put on your shoes. I don't know how well they work, but they have little studs in them.
Yeah, we haven't tried them.
City silicone, you know. I'm sorry.
A silicone crampon? Yeah.
Yeah, I got those. And you can put them on with your clip-on tie, you know. When you're traveling, you don't always want to carry, like, you know, snowshoes or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, have you done
that?
Can people go snowshoeing and stuff like that? I mean, the forest, you should be
you would think it'd be more popular, but I think it's because it's so hit and miss with when we have snowfall. There's just not a big deal about it. I mean, especially like we were talking about, like you can't drive on the parkway, but if you're willing to hike up there, I mean, I would think that'd be a great place for snowshoeing. Just like same thing, quiet, nobody around, and just enjoying it, all that nature to yourself.
You know, I remember from being there in the winter time, we've never done like December through, have we? We've always been like November or February, January, February.
Yeah.
That's winter, but I remember is like when the snow comes and you'll see that sunrise or sunset with that snow and the trees, it's like magical in your area. It's absolutely beautiful. The Arboretum, I know you recently went there and they do the twinkling lights. We want to talk about that, but Nancy and I love the trails in the Arboretum, especially if it's, you know, it's just right there. They're beautiful. You know, they've got the streams and salamanders, the azaleas, all. I mean, we love the Arboretum. It's free to get in, but you better be prepared to pay for parking. I'm just going to say that's your fee.
Hey, it's
good. No, it's all good because you're actually paying for parking on the campus, I think. But the Arboretum is, I don't know, one of our favorite places there in Asheville. But
ours too.
Do you think? Do they keep them open in the winter?
I believe that, you know, we haven't tried in winter, but I believe they do, just because they're connected to the Arboretum and that's open year round. So I don't see how they would block them.
Yeah.
We will have to test that out and get back to you.
Cool. Now they have the quilting garden still there, because that's one of the favorite things is going to the Arboretum, looking down and seeing a garden that looks like a quilt that they grow seasonally. Yeah. So what's that like at winter?
So right now that they just have that filled with lights, and so it dances to the music.
No way!
Cool.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yep. So that's one of the fun, one of the cool things of the winter lights. I mean, there's certain things they do every year. This is actually their 10th year, but there's certain things they do every year, including the quilt garden, where they do the different lights and the patterns, and then they have it dance to music. They have the nice huge tree. Every year they put in a little something different. So it changes, you know, from year to year. This year, cool new little thing was because they have the new exhibit for learning about the migration of the monarch butterflies. They had like a nice lit up butterfly where you could take pictures, you know, do your silly Instagram selfies and stuff, and like with butterfly wings lit up. It's a cool little addition.
That's cool. fun. I like that because we do have to watch out. They're saying that they're going to take the monarch butterfly off the endangered species list. And I'm like,
no,
this
I
would
know.
be stupid. I'm just saying it's not time, you know.
Yeah, it would be.
Like, it's not.
It's not because the reality is, I think whatever we're doing with bees affects the monarch butterflies too, you know. So you take one out, you're going to take the other. Wouldn't you say, Nancy? It's like part of that is keep the butterflies in mind. But it's cool. And you guys get them later in the year, you know, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. So I always think like spring because of California gets them then.
I know. September is usually, usually when we see them in September is more likely.
Cool. Okay, now before you guys go, how many fireside, you know, I'm thinking about everyone that's going to get hitched this holiday season. You know, that fireside, or if you've got the very, I call it the Uncle Tom cabin room, but it's not a cabin, Uncle Tom suite. At the very
the
top.
The Craig Tom suite.
Sorry, I do. It's beautiful. That's an incredible suite with its own balcony. That's a good place to, you know, do some, you know, like a proposal, wedding proposal.
Oh, yeah.
Just thinking, have you had a history of proposals even before
we've
you
had
guys
a few.
Took over? Oh, yeah?
Mm. Yeah. We did before us, too, but we've had a few where somebody came down in breakfast the next morning and said, guess what? We're engaged. So, yeah, that's cool to be part of that. Whether they, you know, pop the question here or better yet, when they have their wedding here, we absolutely do love that.
I would say go do your package where, you know, you have the honeymoon package where you get the champagne. I mean, there's that breakfast in bed package, like literally with champagne, bubblies, and, you know, all that. That would be a good way. And you could put the ring in the bubbly, but don't let them choke on it. You know, that would be a danger. If anybody proposed to me with the ring and the champagne, it probably would go down the hatch. Be like, good, champagne, boom. But that would be a good way to do it. But yeah, tell everybody about that, because I think that's a wonderful romantic package. And we're getting in that, you know, winter's romantic.
Yeah, exactly. So we do have a few different romance packages. We have you're talking about the Sweet Mountain Romance. So that's exclusive to the suite because of the fact that we can serve breakfast out on the balcony with champagne. Granted, this time of year is very hit and miss with that, but we can serve it in your room. You can have it in bed. We can just leave it for you, whatever you want, have it in front of the fireplace. But that is a great, like you said, a great way to just have, whether it's a proposal or just a romantic moment. Then we have another romance package called Love is in the Mountain Air, where it's, you get a bottle of wine, truffles, and roses, you know, just something nice to do for somebody anytime.
The mini keg, is that still happening?
Yep, we still have that. If you spend 4 nights, we still have where you get the personal keg in the room filled with one of our beers. So absolutely, that one is... one is still a cool, different thing. Everybody thinks that's cool with the in-room tap. I mean, I know we personally love that. We think that's just a unique, cool little touch, and it definitely fits the two of us. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. When you think about Asheville being Beer City USA, you know, I think that you know. And besides, Steve's beer is awesome. So
it is.
I'm voting for the chocolate stout, the Dirty Godiva. And then don't you have a holiday package?
Yes. So right now we're doing something for Biltmore Christmas. Whether or not you're going to Biltmore or not, it doesn't matter. We have a discount code that would get you up to like $13 off your Biltmore tickets. But if you stay 2 nights, 3 nights, depending on the day of the week and the holiday, we're offering a 10% off. So trying to give a little incentive to stay longer and come visit Biltmore and stay with us.
And have wonderful breakfasts and beer. I mean, what, you know, Nancy, we need to go back. I know. We want to come on back. You know, it's like we're like a ball just bouncing right back and forth to Asheville. I don't know. It is the vortex, you know, like Uncle Ted said.
It is.
The vortex. They just keep sucking you back in. But you know what? Asheville's cool. It's festive. It's fun. People are chilled out and fun and nice. And I mean, it's just everyone seems to be really cool and chilled out. And it's that mountain atmosphere of hiking and healthy, but you have a beer at the end of your hike, you know.
Yep.
That's healthy. Beer is healthy.
Yeah, I know.
So it's all good. It's all good. Well, everyone, thank you for joining us again, Steve and Karen. Everyone, lion-rose.com. We wish you both a wonderful holiday season and ups and all your guests and friends and family. And everyone, again, we're here every first Tuesday. And get your butts to Asheville. And if you don't do it this winter, you better start planning for 2024. You know? It's an awesome destination. You got Smoky Mountains National Park, the Pisgah National Forest, the Blue Ridge Parkway. You've got Steve and Karen. So, you know, you need to go. All right, guys, you take care.
You too.
Thank you for joining us here on Big Blend Radio's Adventures in Asheville show. Learn more about the Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast, which is located in the historic Montford District of Asheville, North Carolina. Go to lion-rose.com. You can keep up with our Big Blend Radio shows at bigblendradio.com.